don't intend to take any action on the bills before us, simply to hold them over until Friday. Purpose is to take testimony from people in Anchorage. We'll begin with House Bill 318, an act relating to rights of injured state employees, and we'll go to Anchorage and take testimony from the first person there.
Yes, this is Jack Thompson. Can you hear me down there?
Just fine.
This is Jack Thompson. I'm here to testify actually for two groups. My company is Air Van Lines, but I'm not here for them. I'm here as the president of the Workers' Comp Committee of Alaska, and also as the co-chairman of the Labor Management Ad Hoc Committee on Workers' Compensation. I had the opportunity this morning to speak with Kevin Doherty from the labor union to have him touch base with the labor members to see if they concurred with the meetings of management on this bill. And we would like to laud Representative Szymanski and the committee for this bill. I noticed that the shippers, sponsor substitute, the best that I can follow it, have incorporated the changes as suggested by Commissioner Robinson and Mrs. McClintock. Is that substantially correct?
I believe that's correct, yes.
I would like to speak also to the former member of the Workers' Comp Board in terms of seeing this bill. The state has got an ideal workforce to be able to handle their injured workers, and I know that in the past it has been a problem. I think a lot of it revolves around, in some cases, the unions involved. There are some jurisdictional problems, but I am glad to see this bill. I might mention one of the things that the union rehire provision, so he thought that you might want to check with all the various unions involved, because it might need some fine-tuning, and he said this in the light that he had read the bill over, and he hadn't checked real close into Princess Local 71's language, but he seemed to feel that some fine-tuning might be necessary. That's all I've got. I'm glad to see the bill here, and I think that it will help the state. Just one thing in closing. In the past, the municipality of Anchorage was a large employer, and they were somewhat well-known in the workers' comp, the people that follow it, as not being an ideal employer in terms of moving their people around when they get injured and working with them. I would like to say that the city has turned that around about 2 years ago, and everybody seems to know it. And unfortunately, the state was given the same kind of an impression, and hopefully this bill will create that and will help get some of these people back to working for the state. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Next witness will be Gary Jones.
This is Gary Jones, and I just wanted to say that I'm glad to see this bill come before the legislators. I think it's overdue. I myself am an injured state employee, and to my chagrin, I found out that I had no right to go back to my former job or any other state job. I think that the bill has great potential in saving the state quite a large amount of money. As you know, that if the state were to retrain me or put me out to pasture through disability, there would be quite a large amount of money that the state would end up in having to settle, through the work comp system. So I really do support this bill. I want to make that perfectly clear.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony. Next witness will be Donna Spencer.
Okay. This is Donna Spencer. I'm a rehabilitation counselor in a private practice. I work for CERC. On behalf of my company and myself, I would like to express our support for this bill. I think it's very needed in the state sector, and the state could set a good example for private enterprise. I've seen this type of bill enacted, this idea enacted, in some private companies, and again with the muni. I think it's highly effective. I think it saves a lot of money in the long run if employers can put their own people back to work. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Spencer. Is there anyone else in Anchorage who wishes to testify on this bill?
Yes, I would. My name is Susan Sullivan. I'm the director of the Governor's Committee on Employment of the Handicapped. We also support this legislation, and we certainly appreciate Representative Manski for introducing it. I do have a question. Perhaps someone on the committee could advise me. On page one, lines 22 through 28 of the original bill seem to have been deleted as found in substitute. I'm curious to know why that section was deleted and what the thinking was behind that.
I didn't hear the whole question. Okay, that was on page one, line
22 through 28.
Okay. Hang on for just a moment. We'll get you an answer.
Thanks.
What are we doing?
Okay. That was a policy decision. Do you want to answer back, Mr. Chairman? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we having a work session today or what?
That's right.
No. We're just taking testimony because there's people in the neighborhood who are waiting to testify on the bill. So I just...
That was at the advice of the Department or the Division of Personnel and Vocational Rehabilitation. That was their suggestion.
Susan, that was at the suggestion of the Division of Personnel and Rehabilitation. That change was made.
Thank you. I would like to close by saying that the state of Alaska certainly should be a leader and set the standard in fairness to injured employees and other disabled employees. Sad to say this isn't the case at the present time, but I think this legislation will go a long way toward rectifying that situation. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else in Anchorage who wishes to testify?
No, not at this time.
Thank you very much. With that then, we're going to go off the teleconference network. This is simply take testimony today on the bill from those of you in Anchorage, and this bill will be held again on Friday. Thank you.
This is Colin Jordan.
Why aren't we doing anything today? Why not?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. And this is Carly and Jim, the Deputy
like to announce for the record that the bills that we have up in the committee today will be held over until Friday. With that, the meeting is adjourned.
TCRA is over.
Fine job.